G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. Shitty and Sting here to have a look at round 15 action, but firstly, what were your thoughts out of the weekend, Cliffo?
Oh, look, happy to get a win again. We got across the line with a small profit each. Big screw you to West Coast and St Kilda, who managed to jump on the brakes in the last 5 minutes to somehow not go over, but you know, these things happen. Head-to-head precedent really useful last week, and there's a couple of other examples, I think, as we get into this week's stuff, where that's probably more useful than the Lions' history in the last year or two.
Beautiful.
We kick things off on Friday night at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium, for Geelong hosting Essendon. The Cats laying about 3.5 goals, total points line in the low 180s.
Got to like the Bombers here, actually. It's Geelong haven't been going great guns in recent times. Couple of key sort of indicators for me. Firstly, the form of Brendan Goddard. He's unbelievable at the moment. Top couple of players at the game, I reckon. Chappie against his old side. I think he's going to have a little bit of a day out. And massive question mark over Harry Taylor. And Harry Taylor not being in that Geelong side, they look really brittle in the back line. They've still got some good players there, but he really adds that consistency in their back setup. And if he doesn't play, that's the only caveat I put on this, he might get up, but if he doesn't play, Bombers at the plus, a certainty.
Yeah, I've got a bet here. I'm very keen on the over. Low 180s line, and the last 11 between these sides have gone 198 or above, including 10 at Etihad. 10 of the 11 have gone well past 200. I'm not convinced about Geelong's defence, particularly if Taylor's out. Gold Coast cut him up far too easily last week.
Mm.
And the Bombers, for the first time in a long time, actually showed a bit of endeavour with the pill last week. And unsurprisingly, it reaped some rewards.
Yeah.
Fancy themselves actually making the eight this year. They're going to have to keep playing that style.
Yeah, and you've got to beat the sides that are above you on the ladder. If you're gonna bridge that gap, they've got to win those sorts of games. So,
and I think if they are going to win, they're going to have to turn it into a shootout. I don't see how they keep Geelong to 12 to 14 goals. I think they've got to kick 15 plus to win.
Good call.
Pretty happy to have the overs here. Saturday afternoon, we're down at Launceston, Aurora Stadium, for Hawthorn hosting Gold Coast. Hawks laying 5.5 goals, total points line low to mid 190s.
I actually like the under in this game. The trends obviously do point towards an overs, both good overs sides during the day, but it's been pissing down rain in Tassie. Aurora, not a great place to play, or not conducive to heavy scoring when conditions aren't basically ideal. I was just having a bit of a look around at a couple of the fringe markets on this game, and I found one as a little bit of a speculator. I'm just going to throw a little Stewie Diver on. Cyril Rioli is $67 in a four-horse race to be the Hawks' leading goal scorer on the weekend.
Right.
I'm not sure how that works, but basically, he in a team that shares it around, if he can snag three or four, $67 is a pretty good bloody price there. So.
Assuming you've already got your bet on here, can you actually tell us which stupid side of a bookmaker's put this number up?
That's Sportsbet doing this to us. So
good luck getting a fiver on with them.
It's actually ridiculous. So there's every chance I've read that market ball's about, but from what I saw, that's 100% what's happening. So in a four horse race, I think $67 is not a bad sort of a price.
They do have a habit of putting up completely mutually exclusive markets on things, and markets that bear no resemblance to reality. Every chance you might get refunded on that one, so that wasn't really the price. For all the reasons you outlined, the trends would have me going to the over. If it was at the MCG, I'd be happy to play the over. But a 190s line in Tassie is a little too much for me to be getting involved in. If I was going to bet the line itself rather than the total, I'd be looking at the Hawks minus. Hawks killed the Suns at Metricon in round four. I'm not sure that they've got the turnaround to knock 10-plus goals off that. But again, with the weather, not sure how free-flowing this game's necessarily going to be. Pretty easy lay down for me. Saturday afternoon, we are back at Etihad Stadium again for St Kilda hosting Richmond. Saints getting about 6 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
First thought on this one is that the Tigers don't deserve to be giving anyone a 6-goal head start. But look, St Kilda last 4 weeks, 0-4 with a percentage of about 40. So can't really trust them to take on too much.
No.
Walk away in a hurry.
Horrid game, nothing to get excited about next.
Yeah.
Which is at Subiaco, Patterson Stadium, for Fremantle hosting West Coast. Dockers laying about 4 goals, total points line, low to mid 160s.
Not enough points here for me. Freo do have their issues with McFarlane and Johnson out, which they've covered relatively well in the past. West Coast could possibly cause them some issues given their abundance of tall forwards, but at the end of the day, you've got to win the ball in the midfield to get it to them, and I can't see that happening. Fremantle midfield, absolute class above West Coast, and I think they'll do this in a canter.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'll come to the totals first, because this is usually pretty much a standard bet for me. West Coast over in a day game. This is a 2:40 start Perth time, so day game there. Negated pretty quickly by the fact Freo are an unders team in just about every scenario,
yep.
In particular off a 7-day break. So I think those two things cancel. Happy not to play the total. Dockers, since 2012, 18-7 against the line as home favourites, 31-13 against the line off a break of 7 or more days. The Eagles, 1-8 as underdogs at home, 7-14 as underdogs in total. Basically, the only way you can ever make money betting the Eagles is when they're big favourites. You take them on every other opportunity. Very happy to be playing the minus here.
Good call.
Saturday night, we're at the SCG for Sydney hosting GWS. Swans laying close to 7 goals, total points line low to mid 180s.
Line feels about right here for me. Sydney obviously 9 in a row, outstanding form. GWS 2 in a row for the first time in their history, so pat on the back there. Can't see a repeat of round one here, which opened about the same line, I believe, from memory. So, yep.
Be fantastic if it did.
It would be
screw
amazing.
Screw you, Swans.
Yeah, cop it, Swans. But nothing to get excited about there, really. And the total points, who knows? Who knows what could happen?
Mm.
It could be 120 to 100, or it could be 90 to 20. Who knows? Everything's in play here, so I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah, I'm the same. A few too many variables with the GWS side. They've shown a bit more endeavour in the last couple of weeks, and if they play up to that level, they'll be competitive. But Sydney are a couple of classes above the likes of Carlton and Brisbane that they've beaten in the last couple of weeks, and even if they do play well, if the Swans are on their best, 7 goals is fair enough.
Yeah.
Pretty easy lay down.
Tip it back as well this week, apparently. So yeah.
All kind of nightmares for the Giants back six then.
Could be anything.
Mm. Saturday night again, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane hosting North Melbourne. Lions getting about 6 goals start, total points line around the 180 mark.
I was originally, when I first looked at this one, I was actually bullish on the start here. Lions, obviously, absolutely dog shit last week, kicking one behind in the first half. But
how good was the minus and the unders combination?
Yeah,
never in doubt. Thank you for the weather gods too, and Freo for just absolutely pissing down on Saturday afternoon just to lock everything in.
That's it. I think the boys will get up to give John O'Brown a send-off. Just quickly on John O'Brown, very sorry to see him go. One of my absolute all-time favourite players. Just got to respect the way he goes about it, and just seems like an absolute superstar of a bloke as well. So good luck to him in the future, but the more I think about it, it's probably a walk away here. Lions are generally tough, a lot tougher to beat at home, but North Melbourne, being as enigmatic as they are, could win by 100, could lose, wouldn't know. So again, too many results in play here for me, so I'm gonna lay that one down.
Yeah, I'm the same. I mean, on face value, North should win, and they should win by panels, but only covered one of their last eight as favourites interstate, and the last eight head-to-head between these two sides, all won by the home side, so 5 by North, 3 by the Lions.
Yeah,
I can't lay 6 goals in those circumstances, even though Brisbane are horrid at the moment.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to walk away from this one. Sunday afternoon, we're at Etihad. God knows whether they'll close the roof or not. For Western Bulldogs Melbourne game, the Dogs laying about 7.5 points, total points line low 160s.
Yeah, again, was originally pretty interested in the start here. I don't think Western Bulldogs are going better than the Demons are at the moment, so not sure where they get the start from. No, Griffin is absolutely no way he's going to play this week, so that's a massive out for them. All that said, you know, Melbourne, again, can you trust them? I'm not convinced I can. Still just too many results in play. And these two sides, again, you know, even the total points line, it could be anything. Whilst you're obviously trending pretty hard to the under.
Well, these buggers last time, I bet it when it was mid-150s and they went about 180 and the Dogs won by 3 goals.
That's it. So, yeah, look, another walk away for me, unfortunately. Sorry, guys, I'm not putting much on this week.
I'm not going to be able to help you in this game either. All those problems, two enigmas, bad sides playing each other is usually a terrible spot for me, so
yeah.
I'm going to lay my lay and get away from it pretty quickly.
Good call.
Sunday twilight, we're at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows hosting Port. Well, it doesn't really matter who's hosting who, except for which members get into the ground first.
Well, that could be a very important aspect of it, given that
they're getting near enough sellouts.
The cauldron element there, so I can guarantee you this one will be a sellout.
So there'll be more Chardonnay sold this week than West End Draft because it's a Crows home game. Crows getting about 3 goals start, total points line low 180s.
Mate, this one's for you, Johnny Mitch. The Crows are going to get absolutely doodled in this game. Port Adelaide will win this by 10 goals, minus all the way. Showdown, yep. Crows going all right, yep. But Port Adelaide absolutely flying. I can't see a position on the ground where the Crows are superior in this lineup. So, yeah, all over that 3-goal start.
I really could have clocked off after the Geelong-Essendon game at this rate. I'm Port minus as well. All the reasons you've outlined. They're 7-0 against the spread at home this year. They won by 9 goals in round 2. I don't see where the Crows have got 6 goals of turnaround. I can't see where the Crows stop Port. You know, the Crows, if Tex Walker gets going, might be able to kick a decent score. I can't see how they prevent Port from kicking 18 to 20, if not more.
Yeah.
Another big day for Jay Schultz, I suspect. Port, too much through the midfield. And even if you were... If you were a Crows fan and you were only down by a kick at 3/4 time, do you reckon you cover this line? Oh, I wouldn't be confident at that point. Happy to only be laying 3 goals for a vastly superior team here.
Very good.
Sunday night, to wrap things up, God knows where we're playing on a Sunday night. Collingwood Carlton at the MCG.
This is the Eddie Maguire hatred game, playing 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. He'll be, imagine listening to that peanut talking on radio on Monday morning.
And Saturday, Arvo, we've got St Kilda Richmond.
We don't deserve these time slots. We're the bloody biggest club in the world.
Oh, doesn't matter. No one deserves this time slot.
There's every chance I'll be in bed by this, so I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to bet on it. It should actually be a good game of footy. These two sides traditionally play pretty well against each other, and they're generally hard fought. So, look, you've got to think the Pies. Few expected back. Goldsack should play. Yeah. Side bottom will definitely come back in, which bolsters their midfield. But on the same token, the Blues should get Murphy back. So, 4 goals feels about right. And nothing to like in the total points. So, yeah, walk away for me.
Yeah, this line opened on Monday, Collingwood minus 17.5. And I would have been pretty happy to take the minus at that sort of number. But once you get out past 4 goals, it really is starting to trend towards the right line. I think this is close to a 5-goal line. Still a slight lean to the minus, but nothing to get too excited about. Trends for this game, unlike the last time they played where they were both off a short break and I went hard at the unders and they screwed the hell out of me in the fourth quarter, including the last, what was it, maybe 6 seconds or something. Thanks, yeah. Brody Grundy from 55 on the run.
Look, I'll admit to enjoying that.
Scenarios for this game, actually a slight lean to the over, but not enough to get excited here. So I'd be leaning Pies minus and the over, but not enough to entice a bet. Much happier with the 3 I've got, which in summation are the overs in the Geelong-Essendon game, Freo at the minus, Port at the minus.
Yeah, well, I've got the Dons at the plus, pending
Harry Taylor's
in or out. But even if he plays, I'll probably still take him on just for a laugh.
Well, we'll be writing it in tonight, so you're going to have to make
righto, bloody hell, we're on. Dons, get it done. unders in the Hawks game, Freo and Port the minus for four on this week. Starting smaller numbers, but hey, from little things, big things grow, big fella.
Good luck and good punting, folks.